Blog Talk Radio.
Into home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, let you, you, and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. Truly, I am so excited that you have joined me on today, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be tremendously, yes, tremendously blessed on today. We have another wonderful interview that we're going to be doing on today from and through and by Sister Evangelist Cynthia Triplett Galloway, all the way from Bremerton, Washington. So I know without a shadow of a doubt you're going to be greatly, greatly blessed on today. I want to go ahead and just read her bio, and then we're going to bring her right on today. So come on in, make yourself right at home. I know you're going to be tremendously blessed. Cynthia Evangelist Galloway is a native of the state of Mississippi, one of 12 siblings, a mother, a wife, a grandmother of 6 grandchildren. She relocated to Bremerton, Washington in 1995 and joined Emmanuel Apostolic Church shortly after relocating to Washington State. She served in various capacities in the ministry at Emmanuel Apostolic Church, the women's department. She was the second vice president and the director of the church counseling department, assistant Sunday school teacher, and a volunteer at the Opal Robinson Center as a counselor. Prior to her current responsibility, Ms. Galloway served for 3 years as the vice president of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World Women Auxiliary for the Pacific Northwest District Council organization. She loves praying for others and supporting the ministry. She was saved at the age of 15 and called into home and foreign mission church planting at the age of 16. Evangelist Cynthia was licensed in the Church of God in Christ as a national evangelist, speaking at conferences, seminars, evangelistic revival across the southern states, including Mississippi, Texas, Tennessee, and in the District of Columbia region. While being an active member at Refreshing Spring Church of God in Christ, she served as a sociologist instructor and published the Minister's Wives newsletter. Mrs. Galloway, our evangelist, also ran for and was elected by her community to serve on the Bremerton School Board from 2003 to 2009. In those 6 years, she served as the board's president, vice president, also member of the Washington School District Association, Diversity Committee, as well as the local representative for the Washington Interscholastic Athletic Association. Her professional experience includes over 30 years of working with individuals and groups of all age in the mental health field, including the developmentally disabled and special education students in the foster care system. Currently, she works for the National Guard Washington Youth Academy as a guidance counselor for at-risk youth. In her private practice, Galloway Counseling and Referral Service, she and her husband have successfully helped children, adolescents, and adults deal with a variety of life stresses and problems, including problems with self-esteem, family parenting or marital issues, grief and anger, depression, and other behavioral or emotional problems. Evangelist also has authored a book called How Does Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome Affect the intimate relationship of women of color. Her book remained as a counseling resource for women on the campuses of City University in Maryland, as well as Walden University in Illinois. But what she loves and cherished the most is working in the ministry and helping to build the kingdom of God. At this time, I would like to introduce to some and present to other, none other than evangelist Cynthia Galloway, all the way from Bremerton, Washington. Welcome aboard, evangelist.
Thank you, Dr. Arms. It's a pleasure and an honor to be talking to the listeners. And what I love most is just being available to be a servant to others, because it's all about how you serve your fellow men in various capacities.
Yes, exactly. Wonderful, wonderful. And as we can see from your bio, that you have been just very extremely busy doing some wonderful and great things within the community and around and even in the house of the Lord. And I just want, if you could just share some things that you've done within the community, and then we'll look at some of the things that you've done in ministry. You have done some wonderful things within the community.
Thank you. At an early age, being from the state of Mississippi and being from a large family, I learned very early from my mom and my father how to give back to the community, whether ministering in the church or helping someone in the community. As a young child, I was always passionate about social services, passion about praise and worshiping God, and just delighted myself in the Lord and in the works of the Lord, because I think that's what has continually given me so much pleasure and joy and passion for living, and just knowing that my relationship with God is so valuable in everything that I do in life. And I just enjoy whatever abilities or talent to share with others. And it just seems to be a blessing to me. I really enjoyed, I think at the age of 8, I kind of knew that I wanted to work in the social services and general health. At the age of 15, I accepted the Lord in my life as my personal Savior. And from that moment, my life have not been the same. It's just been like a love affair between me and Jesus, and just enjoying the Lord. And
yes,
and just what I'm about.
Yes, wonderful. Well, I am so glad to hear that. And you said something that was very astonishing, I thought was just really beautiful. You said at the age of 8, you knew that going into social work was one of the things that you eventually would do, or actually were called, or could we say even your destiny, and it was destined for you to be called into that area of work. And things, was there anything that happened in your life or that inspired you at that early age?
What inspired me most, being that I come from a large family, we didn't have a lot of money. And then my environment around me, I've seen different types of situations, children on welfare. I witnessed domestic violence in different areas. I also witnessed individuals in the community having mental health concerns or issues. And from that, my passion grew in terms of a professional.
Wow.
And as a... in terms of spiritual, I can remember it's maybe at the age of 5, my mother would always talk about my passion for others and just being sensitive to the needs of people. And that has been a passion of mine, just being able to help, whether from a professional standpoint or ministry, because it's so important to be available and ready to be used in any time, whether I'm ministering behind the pulpit, whether I'm doing workshops on women's issues. As you know, you mentioned about my book, How to Post My Book. One of the reasons I've written that book, it goes back to my childhood and things that I have witnessed. Personally, I relocated to the state of Washington coming out of a domestic violence situation. Had no idea about this part of the country, but this is where God sent me to. And from that time, it's like I just developed and blossomed in so many areas. That's how I learned that.
And you said something, a couple of things that I want us to, if we don't mind, going back and things you said, your inspiration as coming from a large family was one of your inspiration and things that birth or your calling or and I mean in calling in this aspect of being called for the social work. And then also you stated something that I thought was very critical for both the passion that you have as well as coupled with the call that God have upon your life, and that's to be sensitive to the needs of the people and things.
Yes.
We may be listening, someone may be listening on today that have a great passion for social work and things or a compassion and passion for the needs of the people. Could you elaborate a little bit more about the sensitivity to the needs of the people and moving forward in that passion that someone may perhaps have?
How I would address that, if you find yourself always near, are you in conversation, are you just happen to be in a situation where individuals or family members are discussing some of their struggles or some of their setbacks in life? And if you also find yourself around individuals that are having difficulty moving forward in life and you're always drawn that way, that is one of the evidence or one of the ways you would know that that's your passion. It lies there. It's comfortable for you in terms of reaching out to others and just being a support. It might seem like it's a simple task to others, but at the same time, it's more natural for you, and that's a part of your passion, and that's how I would say, Dr. Alms.
Yes, good, because there's so many needs that are around us and things, and even seem like the needs are actually just have increased over the years of the needs and with a lot of swift transitions that are taking place throughout the world. The needs of the people is just has really just grown even greater. I think even homelessness has grown so much greater than we ever have seen before, even in the world, as well as mental health issues that we're seeing that has have just really just have been another piece, area of increase too, and just being able to avail ourselves to be able to help or lend a hand and things as well. You did mention something in ministry when we're talking and speaking to, if we could couple that with the availing, you said two things that was very critical. You said one, being available. Number two, being ready to be used. Could you elaborate on that? Perhaps someone, again, like I said, maybe listening to us today and wanted to know what can they do even in ministry, even maybe ministry even in their own local church and things. Could you please elaborate on that, the availability and being ready to be used?
How I would address that would be it's when you're drawn and when it's it's more like a natural, innate response. For example, for me, it could be in the middle of the night, if whether someone calling me from, they're stranded or they're trying to find housing in the middle of the night. It's like it's a natural response to help someone that's in distress. whether they're a part of a local congregation or not. It's important that you are ready and willing to serve. And what drives that ability for an individual is the passion and the sensitivity to move out and just to help. As a professional, I work as a guidance counselor, but it's a natural process for me to help on a daily basis. It's normal to, you know, go to work and you say you work 40 hours, but I'm just passionate in whatever arena that I'm in. One of my passions, every day I'm just passionate about how I can help and how I can serve and how, if I'm working on a project, how to make it better. It's not about it's not about myself as an individual, but it's how I can help somebody along the way.
Yeah, and you said something. I can make it better. I thought that that was so profound and things. I want to, if we could, for just a moment, if you would take a moment at this time and just speak to someone's heart or minister, or if there's something in your heart that you'd like to share with the people, could you take this moment and just share with them at this particular time?
I would do that, and I would do it from Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things for evidence of things not seen. And in that same chapter, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And what I would kind of like to leave with the audience is that everyone have faith.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's not about if it's you have a little bit of faith or a lot of faith. Every day we demonstrate faith in our life. We wake up and we go to sleep. We go about our tasks. It's a common thing. Faith is universal. Faith can be converted. And I thought about it at the age of 15 when I accepted Christ in my life. It was converted. And from that, I know within my heart, without a shadow of a doubt, that I fell in love with Jesus. He knew, and I'm so grateful that he knew me first, but that conversion and my life changed. That was a paradigm shift in my life. And if I would kind of end it, I believe with faith is I had a contemplation experience with the Lord about 2 years ago when the doctor had pronounced a death situation. And it was the medical doctor, facts, all of the experts, and there were several experts in this state and so many experts in another state. But it was not God's truth, because God has another plan for me in my life. So it's about when you just release your will into the hand of God, and God just works out all of the details. And just remember to lean not to your own understanding, but lean to God and just trust him with all your soul and might. And everything is in God's hand. Just relax. As if you sit in a lazy boy chair, God's got you.
And you said something that I thought was very profound, and I think that is very critical when we speak of walking by faith. Sometimes we don't do this well, and you brought it out so graciously. You said for us to release your will to the hand of God. Now, I thought that was very, very profound. And someone may be saying in their mind, man, I did everything right. I did everything that I'm supposed to do, and things are not happening, and things. And then on the same token, someone may be saying, man, I don't know how to release my will into the hand of God. Could you take a moment and just to give at least one pointer or a tool of how an individual could completely release their will into the hand of the Lord.
If I may, I would talk about when you think as a mother having a newborn baby, a baby is born into this world. And when that baby, that infant, look into the eyes of a mother, that child, as an infant, trusted in every non-verbal action and verbal action, and even the audio sound of that mother, that child trusts, every trust relies into that mother's hand and the father. The child does not respond like in fear. So when we just release our will, just like a newborn baby, born into the world, ready for the world, ready for the challenge, but when we just relax and just trust in him and just release it. So a lot of time when you stress over things, worry a lot of things, it messes up your day. It interferes, interrupts the plan. If you have a project, it's difficult to be most effective in doing your planning or in completing a project. It's more about just releasing, relaxing, just like a newborn baby. And that's how it ends.
Wow. And that is, and one of the things that, and that I find that is really critical, and I would like for you just to share, which I believe that would be very empowering too as well, in thing, it stems on that release, stems mainly in the ability to trust. Because that newborn baby that comes, it comes with an innate ability to trust in things. And so being able to trust that person or even trust God, whom they can't feel but know that he is there, and things, sometimes that can be a struggle for people. So could you share and things about in the mind, in the psyche, in the mind, and things sometimes goes on, but how can that person who's struggling with trust issues truly and completely trust and give over to God?
Yes, excellent question. When great example when you say a child is born with the innate ability to trust. A lot of time what happened to us as a child, as an infant, from being an infant to being to being an adult, what happens on the way, we take in so much information. Our environment sometimes dictate to us how we should believe, how we should respond to certain things. So it's a matter of changing your thinking and your process. It's kind of like unlearning things that's not helpful or not good, changing your thought process. Somewhere along the line, your cognition, the way you think about things, it needs to be kind of turned around. So it's a matter of being positive, focusing on the good, focusing on how to improve, how to enhance your life and the people within your environment. It's like a shift in your mind.
Wonderful.
Not going back to the past situation or things. And it's like retraining your mind, but it's also like retraining the nonverbal reaction.
Wow. And I love this and things because I love how you said retraining the nonverbal reaction, and that's very, very, very critical for an individual to do. But again, when you were saying that, I heard in my spirit is to renew your mind, be therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind and things. And that renewal is critical because it's key to your release and your trust and the ability to trust God. I tell you, Evangelist, our time is getting ready to wind up, and I want you just to take a moment, if you could, to just go ahead and just pray with those and things that may be there that are struggling with the trust issue. And then also, if you could do one other thing for me, too, as well, if you would be able to share how they can get your book, if you would give the name of your book, and let them know where that book is available or how they even can get in contact with you. You can, if you could just do that first, and then we'll have you just to pray, if you don't mind.
Yes, I can do that. The title of my book is How Does Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Affect the Intimate Relationship of Women of Color? It is a research-based clinical book, but it also deals with the religious part of life of individuals. And if you're interested in the book, my email address is cynthgll@aol.com. Just hit me up, send me an email. At this moment, what I would do, if you don't mind, if you would just listen as we just go before the Lord, because He's the one that can answer your prayers. Father God, we just lift your people up before you. We honor you for who you are. Father, I pray in your name, God, I pray for such a release of the will of man into your hands, God. I pray, God, that you bless them, God, and that you intervene, because we know that it's done by the Spirit of God and by the anointing of God. Father, I pray that that individual that's struggling with a life situation, a life decision, that they release it and that they trust you and believe in their heart that you have answered every prayer request, even as we have came together to ask, and that we surrender everything into your mighty hand. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And thank you for being with us on today, Evangelist. I tell you, this has been a tremendous blessing and enlightening, and it has been very, very powerful, too, as well. As we have learned on today, some of the wonderful key points that you brought out, being sensitive to the needs of others, being available and be ready to use and flowing in your passion, and most of all, releasing your will into the hand of God. You have heard it on today. I tell you, we have been tremendously blessed having Evangelist Cynthia Triplett Galloway with us on today, all the way from Bremerton, Washington, a member of the Emmanuel Apostolic Church there up under the leadership of Bishop Lawrence Robinson. I tell you, this woman of God is just a tremendous blessing. And if you want to get her book, be sure to go to her email or send her an email so that you can get her book. You will be tremendously, tremendously blessed by it and things. And as I said, that it is indeed an honor and a privilege to have Heather on with us on today. Flow in your passion and the things that God has given unto you. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that God will open the door and make a way for you, because the Bible said that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. And so as you're moving forward in the gifting and the blessing that God already ordained your life to, I pray that you will be blessed beyond measure. And so on today, in my closing, as I will always say, if you don't have it, God got it. And you, yes, you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be given unto you, according to Matthew 7:7. Again, thank you for being with us. And until we meet each other again, call someone, encourage them to tune in to Home, Helen Arm, Ministry of Empowerment. Until we meet again, may God bless you. Here's our prayer. And bye-bye.